You'll remember that on Monday's show, we were joined by Morning Focus listener Terry from Listoun Varna, who shared his story in relation to his electricity usage. Terry told us he'd recently purchased a smart meter, but discovered that none of the tariffs associated with it suited him. And when Terry approached his supplier, they informed him that none of the tariffs suited him. He was understandably miffed, but hearing Terry on Monday's show compelled another Morning Focus listener, Martina from Kilkee, to get in touch. And she joins us now. Good morning, Martina.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. You were listening to our chat the other day with Terry. What do you want to say?
I'll tell you what I'd like to say. I've been kind of... So you're listening to everything. My bills are so expensive because my husband, he's on oxygen 24/7. Now, my third last bill was €590. And when you're listening to the budget and you're listening to like everything that they're helping people with, all the ESP, the units, the price has gone up. But there's no mention of people that's on oxygen 24/7. What help do we get? Now, I'm on carers to look after my husband. He gets an English pension, an English government pension, right? He's not entitled to no free fuel. I'm only entitled to the ESB units, which works out at €32.65 a month. So there's no help for people with, you know, with that sick that needs oxygen 24/7 that's worked with electricity, and everything in my house is electric. I have no gas. We'll say from the lights to the fridge. I try to do my washing at night time. I try to do my ironing at night time. I never did have a problem with electric. I was always in credit. But I got a bill in the other day. Now, my bill for March and April was €562.56. My bill for May and June was €362.30. My bill that came in there 2 weeks ago was €380. And to be honest with you, I can't afford it. And, you know, it's a horrible thing to say. It's my husband's lifeline.
Of course, you know what I mean? Yeah.
There's no mention of that. I'm getting no help. I'm trying to do everything during the night to try and save electricity. I've heating, the heating that I have is oil heating, and I'll give you an example with that. To fill that last year was 680, that wasn't the problem, because I put the money away every week, the same as I do with my ESB. But to fill it this year was 1,005, my tank is 980 litres. To normally fill that, I do it once a year, and about 670, 650, 680, it varies all the time. But this year, for the 980 litres, I think it was 1,450 and I couldn't afford that. So all I could do was put in the 600.
So now, it's pretty much doubled.
Actually, it's more than doubled. It's 2.5. Because it was normally between 650 and 670 to fill 980 litres. And it was double the amount plus half. So I couldn't afford it. So I put away 25 every week for that. I put away 25 every week for the ESB because I'm only on carer's allowance. And my carer's allowance has that written down off. I think it's 224 is my current allowance. My husband's pension is 228. And, I mean, I can't cut back on oxygen.
Of course, and I'm sorry to hear. Sorry to hear that your husband needs oxygen 24/7.
We're having enough trouble trying to get the liquid oxygen when I need to go to hospital, because we've constant hospital appointments. So then that's more on my petrol. And to be honest with you, it's very hard to live. Now, some people will say, well, when you're on carers, you can work, I think, is it 10 or 11 hours a week or something, you're entitled to work. But I can't work because my husband is so sick, he can't be left on his own.
And it's such a small amount of hours that, well, I know every little bit would help in your situation.
Yeah,
but
I can't. My husband can't anyway. I mean, where I go, my husband goes with me. And then the trouble is when I do, because I have a brother that's sick as well, and when we do have hospital appointments and that, my husband has to come with me. 9 times out of 10, he sits in the car park, right? But when we do that, then we're running out of the liquid oxygen because they can't give you a date. You have so much liquid oxygen. I get 60 days, six as it is, and I get a big, huge tank of liquid oxygen, right, for travelling.
Just for those of us not in the know, Martine, how long would that last on average?
Well, if I was going every day to a hospital, I might be lucky to get 2 weeks out of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the small CD you get, because when he started first 4 or 5 years ago on the oxygen, the small CD would do him an hour. Now it wouldn't do you 10 minutes, so the small ones are no good to me. Now, I have phoned up so many times about that to try and to get him to change that. But the trouble with that type of oxygen is, when you ring up for them, that's the amount I'm entitled to per month, right?
Okay.
So they can't give you a date then as to when your oxygen is going to be delivered. It's between 5 and 7 working days. Now, when you go 5, 7 working days, count your weekend as well. That's 9. So you then you can't. I have to cancel the hospital appointments because I have no oxygen. And where I live is exactly about 3-4 minutes away from the doctor. And a few times he was sick, I couldn't even bring him to the doctor because I didn't have the liquid oxygen to take him.
You're in a really, really difficult situation, Martina. I can sense your frustration because, like, it sounds like you're doing everything you can do to, you know, save money where possible, you're following all the suggestions that have been made by the government to try and save on electricity usage.
Yeah, and then I was listening to you, they were saying if you went with the one particular tariff, he'd get one day free, right? With the one day free, then they up the tariff for the rest of the week. So he wasn't getting nothing free, the poor man.
Yeah, it cancelled out whatever saving he was making.
Yes, so that to me was ridiculous. But in the budget now, I'm not one for listening to budgets because they drive me crazy, to be honest. But from what I gather, I think the carers got 12 euros extra per week. But there's no mention of what's happening with people that's on oxygen 24/7.
Have you tried talking to anybody about it, be it medical or political representative?
Well, I didn't go political-wise now, to be honest with you, because I don't even know who I'd go to for that. Hmm. You know, but I have asked a few questions. I got onto Citizens Advice Bureau. They couldn't tell me anything. You know, but now I do have a neighbour, and she was talking to me the other day, and she said there's some form that she's going to try and fill up and see, can I get a survey? But I mean, 32 euros a month is nothing when you're on oxygen. When you have a big machine that's on 24/7, and when I mean, say, 24/7, it's never off him. And if we do have to go to hospital, it's the tanks I have to bring. And then you have to bring a few because Limerick Hospital is the hospital we always have to go. It's to Limerick, to Cork. Limerick is 1 hour and 10 minutes, we'll say, to do or dial. So when I go there, right, I have maybe about 6 tanks in the booth because you could be waiting maybe 3 or 4 hours to be seen. So then that's your quota nearly gone in a week and a half. And then you have to wait for the next one to get more.
Martina, it sounds your life and your husband's life sounds really, really difficult. You literally can't go anywhere or do anything without planning and having all those tanks. And have you an idea how much you're spending on a monthly basis on the oxygen tanks for your husband?
Well, no, we get that now through medical card.
Okay.
No, we don't have to pay for that, but I will give you an example. We got a letter out last week. The repeat letter was last week. About 4 weeks ago, we got a letter out to review our medical card, right? So I send off all the forms. I send my receipt and my carers. I send my husband's pension. You know, the receipt you get, I sent that. Yeah. And the next thing, I got a letter back again. They were looking for more information. So I rang them and I said, what information are you looking for? So the repeat is what I just said. And I said, but I already sent that. And they said, did you sign it? I said, yeah. And they said, did your husband sign it? Well, I said, I assume he did. So we done it again. We sent it off. Well, I said, you know something? If the medical card is cancelled for us, I said, do you know what you can do? I said, my husband will actually die. Because, number one, we could not afford. I mean, if you had to go paying for oxygen, you had to ESB. I mean, Jesus, ESB, the cheapest one I've had now since last March. It was last month. It was 562 for March and April. May and June was 362.30. And my bill there last week was 386.9. And that's with money that I pay every week as well, on top of that. Every week before I come out of the post office, I pay 25 on my ESB. I have a post office book, so I put away 25 for my heating. I have an ESB card where I put 25 on that. So you're trying to cut back on simple things, you know?
Have you a sense, Martina, of how much longer the situation could go on, or is it already reached a head where you can't afford it?
It's kind of reaching a head now, actually, to be honest with you, that we can't afford it. And I don't like saying this in front of my husband, because if I come along and say, oh my God, look at the price of the electricity, he worries him because it's because of his oxygen that it's plugged in all the time.
He feels guilty.
But my husband, on my life, I dropped it, if I'm telling you a lie, could not walk 4 feet without gasping. It's a problem for him to shave. You know, simple little things he cannot do anymore. We'll give it an example. 2 years ago, he might be able to have walked from the back garden to the sitting room, which is only maybe about 20 feet because of a small house. But no, I'm not joking. It's very, very hard. It really is. Because where I go, I have to bring him because he can't be left on his own.
I know. Yeah, not just me. I'm sure people listening, Martina, hearts go out to you.
There must be a lot of people, because I know a lot of people now in town that was on oxygen and some has passed away. And the big problem, apart from the, we say the ESB, which is the most expensive part of it, is when you ring Dublin and they can't tell you the day the delivery is going to come to you. They'll say between 5 and 7 working days. So 7 working days, and then you count the weekend, that's 9 that the person is with no oxygen. I have cancelled so many hospital appointments, you wouldn't believe, because I had no oxygen to bring him.
And you're stressing then as to whether you have enough left in supply to last until the next delivery?
No, you have it. You know, like if you knew, if they said to you, well, it's going to be delivered the 3rd of every month, right?
Yeah.
Then you could say, well, fine, now I can space that out. And then if I have a little bit spare, I can use that instead of using my electricity.
It's very difficult,
It is, and it's actually upsetting, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that's understandable.
It is, there must be more people. I mean, I did know a few, some have passed away. But it's, nobody ever mentions, no matter what budget you have, they'll never mention of a person that's disabled, that's on oxygen 24/7, that's constantly, you know, it's going in your electricity all the time. And your house is all electric. I have nothing that's not electric in my house.
You're okay. It's understandable that you're upset. You're dealing with a hell of a lot more than a lot of people deal
it's
with.
But hospital appointments is petrol. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And every trip to, believe it or not now, I had to do 2 solid weeks there a month ago, every single day up to Jurdile Hospital. And the only reason I knew how much it was costing me every day was my dad gave me some money for to help me out with the petrol. Now, my dad is 87. So I filled the car, and then the following day I was coming back and I saw that in Kilrush it had gone down to 173 pints something per litre. And I said, my God, since it has gone down that much now, I will put in some money. So it took €25, right?
Yeah.
So for this 10 days, I think it was 10 days, I was up and down every single day. So every day I came back, because it was still the same price, I kept putting in €25. So that's 10.25 every single day, plus on top of all the other bills you have to pay. You know, it is.
You're in an unenviable situation.
Well, I am moaning. I suppose I really am moaning.
No, Martina, you're not moaning. You're just venting, and
it's hard. You know, it is very hard because nobody ever seems to mention the poor people that's on oxygen. Only for listening to that man, he really made so many good points. And I was just sitting. I was just sitting in the shade, believe it or not, just for about 5 minutes piece. And he really spoke so much sense. And I'm thinking, will I text in or won't I text in? This way I was going. You know, so
it's a difficult situation, but we'll put it out there and see if anyone else is.
There must be a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, going through that. Because
it has 24/7, like, I mean, that's a machine that's on your house constantly.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get tips or advice on how to try and
it would be great because
make the situation easier.
I do get the €32, you know, that units for the carers, but I'm not entitled to fuel allowance because you're on carers, you're not entitled to help towards the heating.
Yeah.
You know, so I never get that.
We'll put it out there if you were in a similar situation. No, Martina, it's totally understandable that you got upset. I think anyone would in your situation. But if anyone out there is in a similar situation to Martina and her husband, perhaps you have tips or advice that could help make their circumstances a little easier.
Better,
you definitely need it. Do get in touch. 086 1800 964 to text or WhatsApp us or call us 0818 400 964. But Martina, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Hopefully, don't ever apologise for getting upset. Thanks for getting in touch with us. And hopefully, I really hope, I'm sure the Morning Focus listeners will get in touch and try and help you out with a bit of advice or tips. Thank you so much for joining us. All the best.
Have a good day.
And thank you, Martina, and already people getting in touch. As I knew Morning Focus listeners would, always brilliant in terms of helping others out and offering advice. Anne has been in touch on 086 1800 964 to say, hi, Alan. That person on air, the family carer, should contact Family Carers Ennis on 065 686 515. That's 065 686 515. They are very good for advice and help. So there you go, Martina. Try Family Carers Ennis, and I'm sure there'll be other suggestions with great advice as well. If you have any tips or advice for Martina to help ease her and her husband's situation, you can get in touch, like Anne did, via text or WhatsApp on 086 1800 964, or else give us a call on 0818 400 964.